Aureus assortit omnibus villis perdentibus. The general prologue to the Canterbury Tales, when that November, with his victory sweet for old bitch December, brinth her frigid meat, and bathed each bandy with switch liquor, that none is left with our pure white flower. We take us now to land, far away thank God, above there far across the bay, wherein this very day, and age, Oski takes a doomed pilgrimage. Then Bessowinis make their tracks, to the one true home of that glorious axe. The only reason, they possess it still, is that after we had it 7 years, for skill, we gave it to them, once just out of pity. For we know life is sad, in Berkeley City. No pious women there, just easy girls who'll beg all day, for a necklace of pearls. And men who never learned to read or write who, had no chance at Stanford, though dream they might. Proud of the axe, they worn it like a badge, though Oski just used it, to fill his huge bag. The axe in tow, these weenies made the trip. After feendin' all season, on Stanford's tip. But though there were many, who came indeed, there were four whose tales I, insist you heed. Behold, Gull's football player, began strong but he'd collapse, if forced to think too long. Next the professor, supposedly wise long hippie hair, covered up his demise. The wife of Berkeley, a festering pub of sin, like their admissions office shell, let anyone in. The final pilgrim was Oski, whom I know, is the worst and biggest douche, in the show. Now have I told you briefly of these brutes, they made their journey, done in coats and boots. Till last they reached the rustic Trasiderin, talk of successful pilgrimage, did thus begin. Last year, didst start a hopeful, happy age, Oski proclaimed as he climbed to the stage. The axe, having been won, is ours to stay, so let's defeat them gain without delay. The other pilgrims shouted wildly, while the wife of Berkeley, stroked the bear with glee. But then ill, Stanford himself did appear, and with a voice, both thunderous and clear, he started thus now maggots, verily you are all welcome here, and heartily. We have not seen you round, for quite 2 years, though confident you are, well kick your ears. The weenie crew, proceeded to the game, where fate would lend credence, to Stanford's claim. For like a bolt of lightning, in the sky, or like the dodo's brief attempt to fly, Cole's grip upon the axe, would not last long, our football team, would remedy this wrong. The massacre that day was short, and sweet, with endless touchdowns, the weenies we did greet. By the games and Stanford, had proved too tough that Oski, and his pilgrims cried enough. The weenies a swooping now having been complete, Oski looked in shame, at the blue gold fleet. Now parting with the axe, he filled with pain, knowing well he'd never touch that blade again. But for he gave the axe he turned about, he took the blade, and chopped his own eyes out. For one thing, that he knew he could not see, was for the axe, to be held by the tree. His eyes all gashed, he feebly walked around, until at last he stumbled to the ground. And then the tree, with one quick piercing blow, severed the head of Oski there below. The Berkeley weenies were at once aghast, as they saw their poor Oski, breathe his last. And much like when to college they applied they all left Stanford, once again denied. Their pilgrimage done, they fled across the bay, back to their putrid homes, there to stay. Then I heard the boom of the bloodlust song, and a thigh bone beating, in a tin pan gong. Then I had a vision, then I had religion, I laughed at the weenies, in confident derision. Then I saw the cardinal, stopping Cole's attacks, cutting through the bears with a gleaming axe. Then I saw the cardinal, standing bold and strong, keeping Stanford's axe, where it truly does belong.